Hi, ZS Service Department.
Oh, hi. We're interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues. Do you have time?
Go ahead.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Okay. To make sure that we do have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? Are you like at 18 to 29, 30 to 49, between 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
50 to 64.
Thank you so much. The media in the United States generally classifies people as white Anglo, Hispanic or Latino, black Asian or other. What do you consider yourself?
White.
Thank you so much. Do you consider yourself to be a Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
No.
All right. Okay. Are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Great. There was an election in Ohio on November 7th, 2023. Did you vote in that election?
Yes.
Thank you. It's still a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be their presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely would you say you are to vote in that general election? Very likely, somewhat likely, maybe somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
Whatever the top one for very likely is.
Very likely. Thank you. In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing in the United States? Jobs and economy, healthcare, abortions, inflation.
Economy.
Economy?
Is everything you just said.
Exactly. Great. When did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Months. I always vote.
All right. Great. And if, in just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing that was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio?
Probably issue two.
Thank you very much. And here's a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on this issue. Issue number one, some of you provided state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions. Based on that summary, how did you vote on issue number one? Yes for issue number one or no for issue number one?
Basically, I'm opposed to anything that changes the state constitution. So I voted no on that. It was an ill-written bill, in my opinion.
It was an ill-written what?
Bill. And it was the amendment was ill-written. It was not written well.
Thank you very much. Moving on, you said that you voted no on issue number one in the November 7th election in Ohio. When exactly did you decide how you were going to vote on issue number one? On election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
A few weeks before when I read the bill.
Thank you very much. So I'm going to read you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election cycle. Did you, like, hear it from direct mail, family members or friends, church, social clubs, community groups, TV ads, radio ads?
Probably like the news.
The news, right?
But I'm aware of the election cycle, so I knew it was coming anyway.
Thank you. Now, when considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as to believe to be the most credible?
Let them in. I'm sorry. Let the dogs in.
Friends or family, healthcare, medical professionals, women in general, men in general, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations.
None. I'm pretty intuitive to seek out my answers by reading the proposed amendments and or bills at that time, and can deduct my own judgment upon that. So it, you know, people are going to say things all the time, but half the time it's not a true representation of everything that's in the bill.
Excellent. Thank you. And did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election? Yes or no?
No. Nothing really impacted me other than, being informed.
Okay. Great. Did you at any point during this campaign change your mind on how you would vote on issue number one, yes or no?
Well, if it was from being undecided to being a no vote, yes.
Okay. And did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote on issue number one and why?
Well, I mean, from being undecided to being a no vote was once I read the bill, or once I read the amendment.
Thank you. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you would actually vote, yes or no?
No. I guess yes. I mean, because if I went from undecided to a no, then kind of the same question again.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
I'm on the phone, honey.
We're almost done here. Thank you. We're already at 66%. Now, I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both sides of the issue. One debate in Ohio. After I read each message, please let me know if you found that, like, particular message to be convincing or unconvincing. Your daughter is young, vulnerable online. You fear the worst. Push to charge her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this. But activists want to take all that away. Under their proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex changes, meaning you could be cut of the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing? It could be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not at all convincing.
It's using vague language, so I find it somewhat unconvincing.
Somewhat unconvincing, right? Thank you very much. Now, government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never, especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio. And that's why voting yes on issue number one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing? It could be from either very unconvincing to not at all convincing.
Somewhat convincing, but
somewhat convincing. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, you got to understand the language of the bill. I know
exactly.
That doesn't matter. Yeah. You know, a lot of this is taking bits and pieces out of the bill and not looking at the holistic of what it was, but
it wasn't fully incorporated. I understand you. Now, legal experts say issue number one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they considered having an abortion, but were glad they ultimately chose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue number one, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Not at all or not very convincing?
Not at all.
Thank you. When we face personal medical decisions...
There's a thing we have called birth control.
Exactly. This is what I was about to mention now. When we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, or our family. And the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exemptions for rape, incest. Issue number one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Last statement. Both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions. But if issue number one passes in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under issue number one. Join them by voting no on issue number one. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
I mean, late term's horrible, so that's why you vote number one, period.
Exactly. So not at all convincing or very convincing?
What, the statement as a whole that we should oppose it? Because of that reason? Is that what you're saying? I'm on the phone, Lou, again. You're going to wait a minute.
Okay.
Sorry.
So I'll read that statement again. Both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions. But if issue number one passes in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under issue number one. Join them by voting no on issue number one. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Thank you. Somewhat or very convincing?
Very.
Very convincing. Thank you very much. Great. Which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights? Democrats, Republicans, or don't know?
I would have to lean Republican.
Thank you very much. What is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections? You could choose terrorism, gun control, income inequity, racism and race relations, global climate change, abortion, health care, jobs and economy, low wages, inflation, federal deficit, immigration.
So the economy,
okay,
for sure, and inflation are, you know, a big thing.
Thank you very much. Now, if you had to choose which of the following three issues you would say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election, economy issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, or protecting democracy in the United States?
Wow. I'm going to say, you know, I lean on the democracy, yes.
Economic issues? Protecting democracy?
But democracy, yeah, I'm a core constitutionalist, so.
Okay.
The economy and inflation is a big, big deal right now.
Okay, great. Now, will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally and in determining how you will vote in the November 2024 election, yes or no?
No.
Thank you very much. I know it's still a long way off, but it's if the November 2024 election for the United States Senator in Ohio were being held today and the candidates were the incumbent Sherrod Brown as the Democratic Party nominee for the U.S. Senate or the Republican Party nominee for the U.S. Senate, for whom would you vote? Or are you currently undecided?
I lean Republican, typically.
Okay, so...
I'm an independent, like I said, yeah, I would, yeah.
Great. Now, we're almost done here. We're at 83%. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden as Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as a Republican Party nominee, a third-party candidate, or are you currently undecided?
I would vote Republican. I would vote for Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Thank you. And can you just mention why?
He did a fantastic job with the economy and with our country. He's focused upon our freedoms. It leans to the Constitution. I like outsiders. I think big politicians and I'm a empty the swamp guy, man.
Okay.
Been there too long, man.
Thank you so much for that. Just a couple more questions, and we're all finished here with the interview. In what country were you born?
United States.
Puerto Rico,
mm-hmm.
United States, right? And
mm-hmm.
In what country were your parents and or grandparents born?
United States.
Thank you very much. And which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most with, in Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party?
Like I said, I'm an independent. There's things with both parties I disagree with, but I lean Republican.
Thank you very much. Do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
I consider myself, we'll say moderate.
Thank you so much. What is your annual household income before taxes? Less than 25, between 25 to 50, 50 and 75, or 75 and 100, or 100 plus?
100 plus.
Thank you so much. What is your gender? Male, female?
Male.
Thank you so much. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. It was a pleasure. Be blessed. Thank you, sir.
You too. Take care. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And everybody was like, Kung Fu Fighting.